Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's simply a fact of life. As long as drugs are available in society, a certain amount of people will take them, whatever the risks. For those who consider taking drugs such as cocaine or ecstasy or heroin, it's important to not only understand the illegality and possible ramifications, but also the health implications of that decision. So with this in mind, we began a short series on the show last week, just taking a look at the more commonly used recreational drugs out there, beginning with cannabis. Again, I'm delighted to be joined by Associate Professor in Addiction at Trinity College Dublin, Johanna Ivers. And this morning, we're going to take a look at cocaine. Johanna, thanks so much for coming back into the studio.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
Okay, so last week we talked about cannabis. Today we're looking at cocaine. Of course, it's something that we're all aware of. But what exactly is it, and what form can it come in?
Yeah, so it comes from a plant. It's naturally grown, and the forms that it can come in are powder and crystal. So it comes from the cocoa plant.
How big is cocaine usage across the world and in Ireland? Let's talk about Ireland, because I've been reading a lot of stories recently, like it's out of control. The people taking it are taking it more now than ever, I'm reading. Is that true, would you say?
Yeah, well, it is true, given the data. So what we know is drugs are, you know, on the rise across the board. But cocaine use, so we often work off the global drug report, which comes from the UN.
Okay.
And it's the most stable data we have. And we know that in 2021, which is the latest data, that 21 million people use cocaine globally. That's 2 million up, despite us being in a pandemic when drugs kind of slowed down a little bit. But there was a growth there. We know that at a national level, when it comes to treatment, it's pushing the treatment figures up. So it's the most common for young adults. It's the most common presentation. And just, I suppose, in Europe, we see that growth as well. So across the board, it's growing.
Wow. Okay. How might somebody typically feel after taking cocaine?
So cocaine is an upper, so it will give you energy, you'll feel exhilarated, people report feeling more confident, it gives you an edge. It's an unusual drug in the sense that people function well on cocaine, so they do lots of things, socialising, working through it.
Can people have a negative reaction to it, even taken on a once-off basis? And if so, what can happen?
Yeah, so even on a once-off basis, because drugs are unpredictable, there's no quality control, you know, we don't know what we're taking often in when we talk about illicit drugs or illegal drugs. And yes, cocaine is a stable drug in and of itself, but because it comes from various sources, the potency or the purity of it can fluctuate. And what that means is you don't always know how you're going to react to it, especially for a first-time user. So the negative effects can be particularly around mental health. It could make you paranoid. It could make you anxious. In terms of physical health, then, you know, there's a nausea, vomiting, anything like that as well.
You touched on it there. Like, if people are going to take this drug, they don't know what's in it. There's no quality control, you mentioned. Do we know what it's being cut with?
There's lots of different things are cut with and mixed with. But again, not knowing is a real danger for people, and not knowing what's in your pill or your powder is really something that people need to consider. Because even if you take a substance that looks the same and you take it next week and you got it from the same source, there's no, as I say, there's no dependability, there's no predictability on it. And one thing that we know about cocaine as well, which is very interesting, is the purity is creeping up more and more and more. So again, just to put that in a context, that in the last two decades, we would have seen it go from maybe 20% to 40%. So that potency and the strength is what gives you the effect, but it's also what creates the danger, because again, you don't know how you're going to react to that.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about addiction. It is, I presume, a drug you can become dependent on, because I've spoken to addicts on this very show who their lives have been ruined and they've had to turn around because of cocaine. Does it take you longer to be dependent on a drug like cocaine?
No, it doesn't take you longer. It can happen quite quickly, or that, I suppose, what happens for people is the disconnect from when they're just using it for pleasure and then they stop using it. And what's happened is they've built up a tolerance over time, and tolerance leads to more drug use. You have to increase it to get the same effect. And when you get into that kind of habitual level of using drugs, Jennifer, it can lead to dependence and addiction.
Okay. Can you overdose on cocaine?
Absolutely. It is a very potent drug. It's quite a dangerous drug. You can, of course, and it is a drug that people, you know, the lifetime of it, so you take it and the effect lasts about 30 to 40 minutes, again, depending on your size, your metabolism and all of that, but generally around 30 minutes. So people keep topping up, and it's like, even if you have a drink, sometimes the effect hasn't kicked in and people take more. And cocaine is a real drug that, you know, it's highly toxic and can lead to overdose relatively easy in those circumstances. It is also a very interesting drug when we think about how people use it. So people often, the highest reported substance used with cocaine is alcohol. And when you put alcohol and cocaine together in your body, the body produces its own toxic substance, which is called cocaethylene. And that is really toxic to your cardiac health. So it can lead to heart attack. It increases your blood pressure. So you're at risk of heart attack and stroke.
Wow. Now, of course, cocaine should be avoided. But are there any types of people who certainly should avoid it with certain health problems? You mentioned cardiac would be an issue. So I would presume people who have any problems with the heart.
People who have any problems with their heart or any history, family history, you might know that you have a problem with your heart. But certainly if you look at your family history, if there's any history of heart issues or conditions, any history of stroke, I'd say people should absolutely avoid it. And then in terms of physical or psychological health, again, people with any kind of serious mental illness like psychosis, schizophrenia and anxiety, it is something that will quickly exacerbate those symptoms.
And what are some of the short and long-term effects of cocaine use?
So the short-term effects, it's that energetic, that acceleration, that sense of an edge, that confidence, that's the immediate effect. And the more kind of negative effects then, as I say, loss of appetite, loss of sex drives, and again, that mental health, just because you feel good in the beginning doesn't mean that it's always going to stay that way. And again, as I say, people who have any kind of underlying psychological health issues have reported and can report that getting a lot worse. So
And as you said, you build up, the more you take it, you build up a tolerance. So that high that you're chasing is, you're going to be always chasing that. And then you need to take more and more and more. And there's obviously huge dangers in that as well. Professor Johanna Ivers, thank you so much for coming in today. Now, next week, we're going to be taking a similar look at the so-called party drug MDMA, more commonly known as ecstasy. And if you have been affected by this conversation or want to find out more, you can find a number of resources at rte.ie/helplines. And we'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.